Mhux dejjem nisimgħu bla buż tal-anzjani imma l-Gvern jemmen li sa 10% tal-anzjani fl-Awstralja jsofru minn abbuż kull sena. U ħafna drabi huwa diffiċli għall-anzjani migranti li ma jafux jitkellmu bl-Ingliż sewwa li jirrappurtaw l-abbuż. Imma hemm modi kif wieħed jista' jsib l-għajnuna. Meta nisimgħu b'abbuż tal-anzjani l-ewwel ħaġa li tiġina f'moħħna huwa abbuż fiżiku, imma l-abbuż jista' jieħu diversi forum. L-aktar abbuż komuni huwa dak finanzjarju. Dan jista' jkun billi lill-anzjani jinsterqulhom il-flus, ikun sfurzati biex jiblu t-testment jew il-falsifikazzjoni tal-firma fuq il-kont tal-bank tagħhom. Hemm ukoll abbuż psikoloġiku, emozjonali u sessuali. Fil-qosor abbuż fuq l-anzjani huwa meta xi ħadd jikkaġuna ħsara jew inkwiet lil persuna anzjana li suppost jieħdu ħsiba u li din il-persuna tafdhom. Ħafna drabi l-iżolazzjoni tagħmel lil persuna anzjana aktar vulnerabbli. Alexander Adramov huwa manager tal-kura tal-anzjani u jgħid li tkun migrant anzjan jew anzjana jista' iżid iċ-ċansijiet ta' l-iżolazzjoni soċjali.
It is a language barrier, it is a misunderstanding of or lack of knowledge of the service system. Because the service system in Russia where they've come from or from China or from Europe where they've come from is totally different to what it is here. It's isolation, it's lack of confidence in asking. We've always argued that social support is such an important part because it keeps people connected with not only their own community, but information from outside of that community. People talk.
Din is-sitwazzjoni tista' tagħmel nies anzjani l-mira ta' abbuż minn stranġieri u ħafna drabi il-familja tagħhom stess. L-Assoċjazzjoni tal-Prevenzjoni tal-Abbuż tal-Anzjani fil-Viktorja tgħid li f'90% tal-każi dawk li jabbużaw mill-anzjani ikunu membri tal-familja. Greg Mani huwa l-kap ta' Advocare, organizzazzjoni f'Western Australia li tgħin lill-anzjani. Huwa jgħid li dawk li jabbużaw mill-anzjani il-biċċa l-kbira jkunu it-tfal kbar tagħhom.
An abuser in the case of elder abuse can be anyone, but overwhelmingly the research, both from the experience at my organisation, Advocare, and through the research elsewhere, shows that sons and daughters, or stepsons and stepdaughters, are the most likely abusers of older people. There's also abuse by other relatives, such as grandsons, granddaughters, nephews, nieces, the spouse sometimes.
Għal dawk l-anzjani bi sfond multikulturali bħal Maltin il-lingwa tista' tkompli toħloq il-problemi. Il-manager tal-kura tal-anzjani Alexander Abramov jgħid li n-nuqqas ta' kapaċitajiet fil-lingwa jillimita ċ-ċirku ta' kuntatt tal-migranti anzjani u jillimita li jifhmu sewwa deċiżjonijiet finanzjarji u legali.
You can imagine someone that doesn't have a big network of people and relies on one or two people. It's very easy for those people to get the old person to sign something that they didn't understand what they're signing. They're a big bother to the person, and even though the carer, in inverted commas, is supposed to be helping the person stay at home, what they're in fact doing is they're waiting for that person basically to die and providing very minimal support.
Li jirrapportaw l-abbuż huwa wkoll diffiċli jekk il-vittma ma titkellimx bl-Ingliż sewwa. Greg Mani minn Advocare jispjega għaliex organizzazzjoni bħal tiegħu jużaw tradutturi indipendenti.
A real issue we sometimes encounter when we're dealing with a migrant who's got a elder abuse problem is we need to talk to them to find out the information, and quite often it's a relative who or someone who's very close to the family who wants to be the translator, and the problem with that is we can't be 100% sure that what's being translated to us is exactly the right information, or whether the person who's doing the translation isn't perhaps being 100% accurate in the translation. So that always is a bit of a risk, so we always try to get an independent translator when we're talking to someone who can't speak English.
Għalhekk hemm risorsi bl-Ingliż u wkoll b'diversi lingwi biex jgħinu lill-anzjani. Kull stat għandu organizzazzjoni li tappoġġja l-vittmi ta' abbuż tal-anzjani. Greg Mani minn Advocare irakomanda li iċemplu il-helpline.
Almost all states also have an elder abuse helpline, so people can call the elder abuse helpline in their own state or even another state, and they'll be able to get some good help through calling those numbers. But the most important thing, I think, is that you don't have to just take the abuse. It's not normal to be abused as you get older, and it's important that you do something about it.
U jekk ma tistax iċċempel il-helpline, il-linja ta' għajnuna, hemm nies oħrajn li jistgħu jgħinuk bħatta bib tiegħek xi qassis jew avukat jew persuna li tafda. Melissa Chamberlain hija avukat fi New South Wales Senior Rights Service. Hija trid li tiżgura li l-anzjani jifhmu id-dritt tagħhom li jagħmlu d-deċiżjonijiet tagħhom.
It's important to be aware that as we age, we still have rights. We still have the right to make our own decisions and communicate those decisions. We get varying levels of capacity, but we're able to continue to make decisions that we understand the consequences of. And also it's important that older people be aware that there are services out there where they can get free legal advice and assistance and information so that they continue to exercise those rights and manage their affairs for as long as they're able to.
Jekk inti jew xi ħadd ieħor li taf huwa vittma ta' abbuż tal-anzjani, tista' iċċempel in-numru tat-telefon ta' għajnuna fl-istat fejn toqgħod għall-għajnuna. Tista' ssib in-numru tat-telefon fuq il-website f'myagecare.gov.au.